How in the world are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Caroline coming to you once again in this journey of life. It is now Easter Sunday, and here am I sitting in a classroom by myself downtown in Wall Street, Manhattan, and I'm here all alone. It's not easy, but sometimes when you decide that you want a change for your life, you make the sacrifice. And sometimes people don't understand what you have to do to get it. But once you make up your mind and you just jump in and you do it, because sometimes when you start to think and you think about all the disadvantages and the advantage, you end up not doing anything. So I have found out for my life in particular, just go ahead, jump, do it. Sometimes people might say, why do you do such a thing? But when you want changes in your life, you have to do it. Change is not going to come by sitting down waiting for somebody to come and hand you something. I have learned that it doesn't happen. And in this journey of life, you have to take chances. You have to take risks. And if you don't get up and do something, nothing will happen. Because guess what? Do something, time flies. Do nothing, time still flies. And before you know it, you understand you're at a certain age and you said, oh my God, what is it that I've accomplished for my life? And then, you know, you start to get depressed and go into depression and all of that. I've been there, did it, done it. And so now, you know, being in the second phase of my life, and I'm so grateful to be alive. Because when you look around, you find so many people dying. And you are alive. You're not sick. You're not in the hospital. You know, even though I pray for those who are in the hospital and you're hearing me. But once you're alive, whether or not you're in the hospital, you still have breath. You can still pray and you can still go ask God to give you another chance in life. And I know he has given me another chance in life. And that is why you might hear me talk about God, because without him, I can do nothing. And without him, I am nothing. And so my faith is in him. I just want to come and, you know, tell you what is happening to me. It is not easy. And I am pushing. I am fighting. Sometimes I get up and I'm so exhausted and tired because I don't get enough sleep, but I still push. And I'm going to continue pushing until the day I take my last breath. The day when God said, Caroline, you know what? Time for you to come home, sweetie. I am going to push, and I'm not going to lie down, and I'm not going to take anything lightly. Because I am grateful for everything that is happening to me. And I thank you for listening to me. And I hope you'll join me for another episode in Caroline in Codeland. Today I didn't talk about coding. Because guess what? It is kicking my butt. I'm struggling. Can you believe it? I'm struggling for the first time in my life. I am struggling at something. And this is so unlike me. But guess what? I am a fighter. I am a survivor. And guess what? I am going to beat this coding. And I'm going to learn everything. And I'm going to bring you along into my experiences. So stay tuned and follow up. Okay? Bye.